What are we up against as journalists in the future?
Well, I think, I attended the annual conference about a month ago of the Investigative Reporters and Editors, which is kind of the trade group for people who do what I do for a living. And there was a lot of talk about what's transpiring. And it's I think that the Obama administration is showing a historically unprecedented hostility toward the press. I think this actually goes well beyond anything Richard Nixon ever did as president. You've got the government under Obama aggressively prosecuting leakers, treating people who are whistleblowers as criminals. You've got the government trying to access the phone and email records of journalists. They did it with AP. They did it with the correspondents for Fox News. They recently obtained a favorable court ruling that that strips reporters under certain circumstances of the right to not disclose their sources, which is a bedrock of investigative journalism. And even on the nonprofit investigative reporting front, you know, my investigative post is a nonprofit. The IRS has slowed down issuing any new IRS 501c3 status to investigative reporting centers. It's really slowed under Obama. It went a lot quicker under George Bush. So you've got an administration that, in the name of national security, is attacking the basic freedoms, rights that journalists need to do their work. And when you put it in a larger context of what he's doing to the privacy rights of American citizens, I think people are waking up to the fact that what's being done in the name of preventing terrorism is in fact really laying the groundwork for a stripping of not only journalists but of average Americans of basic privacy rights that are embedded in the Constitution.
So reporters would be forced to reveal their sources?
Under the recent court ruling, it's just been within the last week or two, at least involving national security, which means that if that had happened 30, 40 years ago, Daniel Ellsberg, let's put it this way, the Pentagon Papers would have resulted in Daniel Ellsberg being criminally prosecuted, thrown in jail. When you see the way like Bradley Manning has been treated, where his treatment in prison, he's yet to be convicted. But, you know, there are organizations, credible organizations, that have labeled his treatment in prison as tantamount to torture. You've got an administration right now that is very unfriendly to the types of rights and freedoms that journalists have always had. And it's for our democracy, there are very, very scary implications.
And we are here to work toward telling the truth about these stories and giving transparency to the public.
I've been a reporter now for over 30 years, and I have seen a shift in government at all levels, local, state, and federal. The hostility toward the public's right to know, the contempt for journalists, really the contempt for the public's right to know, is growing at all levels. You see it here in the city of Buffalo. Routinely, the mayor not making himself available to reporters who he doesn't like what they report. I'm one of them, but I'm far from the only one. When you ask for information that used to be routinely released on the spot, it's now, you have to file a Freedom of Information request, and then that gets dragged out. You've got a governor who is really gained a notorious reputation for secrecy, for lack of transparency. And now you've got a president literally going after the basic rights of Americans to privacy and journalists to practice their craft. And it's not just Obama. We can look locally, we can look to Albany, and we're seeing behaviors that are maybe not as outrageous as the president's, but are certainly ominous toward an open and democratic society.
Do you know where our local congressional leaders stand on this?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the very recent vote the House took on whether or not to scale back what the NSA could do, both Congressman Higgins and Collins voted against limiting those spying rights, so to speak. So our two local congressmen have aligned themselves with the president's contention that we need to sacrifice basic privacy rights. You know, I find that disappointing.
Well, Jim Heaney, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.